You're listening to SBS News.
82-year-old Patty Goldsmith and her husband Jeff are embracing a new way of life. The couple are cooking and exercising their body and minds with the hope of preventing the onset of dementia.
Unfortunately, a number of friends have dementia or are caring for people with dementia, and seeing the way it's affected people, it's encouraged me to learn what I can. Partly so that I know how to talk to them, and partly, well, maybe we can help prevent it in ourselves.
For 3 years, Patty took part in an online lifestyle intervention program with personalised coaching aimed at preventing cognitive decline.
And the way the course was presented, it made it very possible to make it a way of life. It was very, very well presented.
Around 6,000 participants from metropolitan, rural and remote Australia were involved in the trial. All were aged between 55 and 77. Professor Henry Brodaty, the co-director of the Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing at the University of New South Wales, led the research.
We know that 45% of the risk of dementia is caused by environmental factors, things that we can do something about. These are things like physical inactivity, unhealthy diet, people who have had less education or have less brain development or cognitive activities.
The intervention group was asked to make changes in four areas. They were physical activity, including cardio, strength and balance training, nutrition, with participants advised to follow a Mediterranean diet, 45-minute sessions of brain training, targeting cognitive domains, including visual and verbal memory, and lastly, peace of mind, with a digital mental health program aimed to reduce depression and anxiety. Half of the participants received online coaching and support, while the other half received publicly available information. Professor Brodaty says the course resulted in better cognition in older adults for both groups.
And at the end of year three, we found both groups had improved, but the group that had coaching had improved even more than the active controls. And we estimate that's equivalent to delaying the onset of dementia by about a year. We can't prove that yet. If we do a much longer follow-up, we hope to be able to prove that.
More than 421,000 Australians live with dementia. Under current projections, it's expected to overtake heart disease as the leading cause of death in Australia. Dr. David Sykes is the head of Dementia Australia, the national peak body for dementia. He says the research emphasises the need to boost community awareness.
We've got good examples in this country of really health messaging and led the world in that, in fact. And I think there's an opportunity to apply that in the dementia context around exercise, around diet, brain training and cognitive function. But we also need government to step up and take a greater responsibility in promoting greater public health awareness messages on this.
Patty and Jeff say while their efforts don't mean they're immune, they feel good about doing everything possible to reduce their risks.
Growing old is not for the faint-hearted, and I think if we can maintain a quality of life, which we are, we have, and we look forward to, I think that's the important thing.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.